The site was once Hewitt Robins, a company which closed a long time ago, and the building sat and deteriorated. Now an alliance of developers David Pollack and Nick Sinatra has put together a complicated $8 million deal for 40 housing units on part of the old industrial site. The goal is to start construction in November and be open in the fall. Pollack says it's a complicated structure to build, but it's a good location and a convenient site for tenants.
The city of Buffalo actually demolished the site, and it's been sitting vacant 10, 15 years. We like this location. It's really close to the beltway of entering and exiting the city. You're about 2.5 blocks away from Sisters Hospital, the train station. You got a really nice community, and we saw this as a great opportunity to bring additional housing.
Rents are expected to run between $800 and $925 with a mix of one- and two-bedroom units. There were some objections before the City Planning Board approved the plan, questioning a building so close to the railroad beltline and whether the structure shouldn't be closer to the street so parking could be behind it and more toward the rail line. The board did approve the plan. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.